I'm Jonathan Gourlay, site and news editor for searchcontentmanagement.com, and I'd like to welcome you to today's expert podcast on developing a scalable strategy for enterprise-wide content management and collaboration. I'm joined today by Steve Weissman of Holly Group, a consulting and analyst organization focusing on process and information management. He's also president of AIMS New England Chapter and an instructor for Enterprise Content Management and Business Process Management Certificate Programs for AIM. He'll tell us about ways companies can create ECM and collaboration strategies that are designed to expand with their enterprise's changing needs and company growth. We'll also find out about how successful enterprises develop ways to add value to the information and content they manage. Hi, Steve. Welcome to TechTarget and SearchContentManagement.com's podcast booth.
Thanks, Jonathan. I'm very glad to be here.
It's great to have you. I just wanted to start out by asking you, when a company looks at developing a scalable approach to ECM and collaboration, what are the keys it needs to keep in mind?
Well, I have a couple of answers to that question, and like any self-respecting consultant, of which there are none, I phrase them all in the form of a question. Maybe that's Jeopardy training. So the first question that comes to mind, really, when you talk about scalability is to ask, scalable in what way? It's a word that has multiple meanings. Are we talking about the number of users? Are we talking about capacity, the number of documents or servers? Are we talking about geographical footprint, the number of applications encompassed, file types? So the first thing is to understand what exactly you mean by scalable, because the vendors will drive all kinds of things through the loophole if you open it. The second thing has to do with functionality, because that's a measure of scalability also. Are we talking about web content or documents, both, records? Each of those will have their own specifics to contend with, so how you answer that is really key. And then the third question to answer the question is to ask, you know, why are you doing this, and how do you know that that's why you want to be doing it? You have to understand what you're going after so you can set your priorities right and ensure management by metrics rather than rumor and innuendo.
It sounds like there might be certain questions stakeholders in an enterprise should ask themselves when developing a scalable ECM and collaboration strategy. And I'm wondering if you can tell us what some more of those might be, since I think you mentioned a couple already.
Well, probably the most important question is, you know, what kind of information do I use and why? The why is just so key. The what kind is relatively straightforward. But even that can be fraught with its own pitfalls, because part of the what is, where is it coming from? Who do I get this from? Or what source? And where does it go after I'm done with it? And why is that happening? There are a lot of legacy processes that take place surrounding content that just take place because they always have. You know, specific cases I can think of from my consulting engagements having to do with people who print reports and send them off because they always have, and it turns out the recipient never uses them for anything, he just pitches them. So there's an easy place as part of this notion of scalable application of trying to prune back the growth a little bit in unwanted places. You also have to think about not only what you're doing now, but where you want to be in the future. What is the optimum that you're shooting for, even if it's not really attainable? It's good to have a picture of where you're going. Otherwise, how do you know when you get there? And then the third, I guess, is really getting at these answers can be really hard when you're so close to it yourself, especially an actual stakeholder if you ask them to do the diligence, because they may not have a good picture of the big picture. So a lot of times, people like me, or people from other departments even, get called in to provide sort of a third-party perspective on the answers that they get, and can drill down in ways that may not seem so personal.
Is there anything related to scalable that cloud solutions offer that I can't get from, say, an on-premises installed solution?
Nope. That's the short answer. To me, cloud computing is really a little more than the latest spin on remote application hosting or infrastructure hosting. You're already doing it yourself, sort of, if you have remote users within your organization, even if the server is, you know, within your firewall, because that's really the biggest difference, is whose firewall is it behind. The actual service being provided is largely the same. Now, having said that, one thing that a cloud solution can offer is really ease of scalability, because it's the cloud provider that's going to do all that work for you. So rather than having to invest person weeks or months of time, fundamentally, you just swipe your credit card and you've made it more scalable. Before you do that, though, you really need to understand a number of major gotchas, one of which I've already hit on, and that's the notion of corporate culture. A lot of, especially, and I dare say, older managers, and I can say that because I'm an old guy, experienced. A lot of organizations, they're not comfortable with having their stuff hosted elsewhere. So it doesn't really have anything to do with the technology, but it's a very important consideration. Another is licensing terms. A lot of cloud solutions, basically you log on, type in your credit card, and you're done. Everybody has the same terms and conditions. Well, depending who you are and where you work, those conditions may not be good enough for you. You may be a more regulated operation, and you need something more specific in terms of ownership or recourse if there's a privacy breach or something. So it's very important to read those terms and decide, is that going to float before you put your credit card in?
In your early part of that answer, it sounded like then that there's a combination, say, of both technology, of a technology function and a function of how stakeholders in a company work. Is that right?
Oh, absolutely. But I would also offer up that the two are not really present in equal measures. To me, the technology comes last. Strange though that may sound, considering we're talking about technology. But it's so important to understand what functionality you need and to describe it, again, one man's opinion, more than one actually, but to describe it in terms of the process. What is it you're trying to do and who's involved and why? Because only by understanding those needs and functions can you really do a credible job and a creditable job of identifying vendor and solutions that really will work for you. Because by and large, one company's workflow is the same as another's, or content management, or document management, or accounting. There are differences, but they're all pretty good, and they all work pretty well. So what you're trying to do is identify which ones are the best fits for you, and you can't do that if you haven't done the diligence up front.
And I'm wondering if you can take us through, say, some of the high-level steps to making sure a scalable effort is successful.
Well, probably the most important one I just hit on, and that's the notion of do your homework. Right. You've got to be clear about what you want your solution to do and where you want it to be in 3 years or five or seven. The second is you have to filter out all the adjectives, positive or negative. You know, everybody's stuff, if you read the brochures, is the leading this and the best that. I just blogged on that a little while ago and seemed to have struck a nerve. That how can everybody be the leader in the same space unless they're all tied for first, which maybe they are, who knows? The same is true for the negative, though. People are colored by past experiences, and you also have to look past negative comments, negative adjectives, stupid, bad, you know, the last one didn't work, why would this? If you really stay focused on the functionality and the business reasons and the business problems, a lot of that can go away.
That's great. I wanted to ask maybe one last question here, and I'm wondering what you think about the social media aspect of this. Is it important to manage social media content with regard to this type of strategy?
Oh, absolutely. Again, if depending how you're defining scalable from a content standpoint, social media is just another medium to be addressed the same way print or web or anything else is. And here's an example, another one I pulled from the headlines just recently. You know the TV show Glee, where they all sing and dance for an hour? And
I've seen the ads.
Yeah, I've seen the ads. Well, I like the music. Anyway, the point of mentioning that is there was an extra filming an episode. It was one of those cliffhangers, and the extra leaked the result and got fired. And while you think, what does that have to do with content management or information management? The leak came through social media. And there was nothing in the contract specifically for a bit player that prohibited that. So imagine we're not talking about a script. Imagining we're talking about a legal document or a policy document or somebody's medical record. And suddenly you can see why social media channels need to be managed. It's just another form of content. So the answer to your question is, you gotta.
That was Steve Weissman of The Holly Group. Steve, I wanted to say thank you very much for stopping by, and I'm sure we'll talk again soon.
I look forward to it. Thank you.
For SearchContentManagement.com, I'm Jonathan Gorlick.